from Anshe Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Tisha B'Av, a Jewish holiday. If we look at the practices of Tisha B'Av, it becomes clear that we treat it like a holiday. What do I mean? Well, we don't say Tachanun. There's a special prayer where you fall on your arm and you fall down and you ask God to forgive you for your sins. Nusach Sfarad, we confess our sins. None of that goes on Tisha B'Av. Why not? Ikri Moed, it's called a holiday. We don't say the psalm at the end of davening. Yancha Hashem Yom Tzara, may God answer you on a difficult, hard, trouble-filled day. It's a holiday. It's a Moed. This Shabbos, when Tisha B'Av falls on Sunday or on Saturday, we push it off to Sunday. At Mincha, we don't say Tzchatzka Tzedek. We don't say the special prayer that before a holiday, you don't say that prayer. So various indications that this holiday is considered a Moed, a holiday. Where do we get this idea from? Well, the Mishnah Berurah and some early Ashkenazic authorities say that after all, it says, Kara Lai Moed, God declared a holiday. So you look in the verse, in the book of Lamentation, book of Eicha, and it says, God declared a holiday to destroy my boys. We would lose at battle. That's why it's a holiday. It's not a holiday. So some say it's not a holiday. The title of this video is incorrect. It's not Tisha B'Av the holiday. Tisha B'Av as an appointed day. There are appointed days that are happy, like Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. And there are appointed days that are tragic, like Tisha B'Av. That's a view. However, it's not how most Ashkenazi commentators take this. They take it to mean that, as we said, that it really is some sort of a holiday. Interesting. Now there are other verses in Lamentations that refer to the holiday. For instance, Tikra liyom moed ki yom moed migurai misaviv, that it was like an anointed day, appointed day when all the enemies were called to attack the Jews. Again, it's a negative thing. So what's going on here? In fact, the Gemara in Tainis 29, the Gemara says that, we all know the Rashi, that they cried that night after the spies gave their bad report. Everyone cried that whole night. So God says, yeah, you're crying for nothing, because there was no reason to cry. They were going to go to Israel. Everything will be fine. You crying for nothing? I'll give you a reason to cry. You'll cry forever on this night of Tisha B'Av. So that means the spies came back on Tisha B'Av. How do we get there? So it's a whole elaborate calculation that they put up the Mishkan, and then the Mishkan started traveling, and then the Jews started complaining, and then there were 3 days of complaints, and then there was 30 days of eating the meat, and then there was 7 days of Miriam with her leprosy. So it turns out the 29th of Sivan, that's when they sent the spies. 29th of Sivan plus the whole month of Tammuz, that's 31 days. That's 30 days. Plus 9, 39 days. Yeah, but they traveled for 40 days. The spies were away for 40 days, not 39 days. So how are we going to get an extra day? So he said, I'll tell you. That year, Rosh Chodesh Av was 2 days. Tammuz was full, 30 days, and therefore there were 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. That was Karai Lamoed, they bring a Pasuk, because God declared a holiday. He declared that we'd have 2 days of holiday of Rosh Chodesh, so would push it up off, and they would cry, and they would give their report on the 9th of Av. So actually, the Gemara says that it's not Tisha B'Av that's the Moed, the holiday. The extra holiday was Rosh Chodesh, which was added because of the spies. So we've got a lot of problems here. Now, there's a simple solution to this, but it has another problem to it. Simple solution is brought by the Shalah and others who say, what are you talking about? The reason Tisha B'Av is a Moed is very simple. It says in Zechariah, Tzom Raviv, Tzom Chamishiv, Tzom Asiri, Yelos Leves Yisrael, Losasol Simcha. That the fast days of the fourth month, and the fifth month, that's Tammuz, and Av, and the seventh month, that's Tzom Gedalia, and the tenth month, that's Asar B'Tevet. All these holidays, these fasts will be L'Sasson L'Simcha. One day, there'll be great joy for the Jews, and Shalom Emes V'Shem Ha'avu. There'll be peace, there'll be love, everything will be great. Since one day, Tisha B'Av will be a great holiday. In fact, some suggest that if you look at Tu B'Av, it's also supposed to be a great holiday, the 15th of Av. So if Tisha B'Av was a holiday and the Tu B'Av is a holiday, actually they're 7 days apart. So that would be the first day of the holiday would be Tisha B'Av, and the seventh day of the holiday would be Tu B'Av. You'd have a 7 day holiday to commemorate the coming of the Messiah, of the Mashiach himself. Good. So that's why Tisha B'Av today is considered a moed, because we're looking forward, we're anticipating the day when Tisha B'Av will be a holiday. Wait a second. That doesn't work. Doesn't hold water. Because if that's the case, then all the fast days should be treated like holidays. Why don't we look at Tzom Gedalia and say, true, today we have Tzom Gedalia, but the day after Rosh Hashanah, but one day Tzom Gedalia will be a joyful occasion. So let's celebrate now. Let's consider it a holiday. No, we don't take that position. We say Tachanun in the sad prayers on all the fast days. Only in Tisha B'Av we don't. Probably because of what Rabbi Salvation explained, that Tisha B'Av is not so much a day of prayer. It's not so much a day of penance, of teshuva, repentance. Rather, Tisha B'Av is a day of avilus. It's a day of mourning. It's a sad day. So therefore, we're not busy beating our chest how many sins we have. No. We're talking about lamentations, not slichos, to ask for forgiveness, but kinos, laments. Through the medieval period, Jews wrote laments. So we could lament the temple's destruction. It's not a time for anything else. So that's why we don't do tachanun. Tachanun is when I want to pour my heart out in prayer. And got no time for that. We're focusing on avilus. And Tisha B'Av is a time when I am mourning, I'm not confessing my sins. So it's not about that. However, there's a certain Rabbi Burundi at the Mir Yeshiva, and he came up with the following theory. He said, I'll explain to you why Tisha B'Av is specifically Tisha B'Av, not the other fast days, and is what is considered a holiday. I don't understand. It's the saddest day. How could you call it a holiday? In the end of days, it'll be a holiday, but not now. So it says, there's a medrash. Yani bamurim, hilvani lana. One of the verses in the Book of Lamentations, Echa, says that God has filled me up with maror. We got plenty of maror. There's no shortage of maror, of bitterness, of tzaras in our lives. Hilvani, my cup overfloweth with what? Lana. Wormwood, bitter stuff. So the rabbis say, we got plenty of maror on Pesach from the Exodus in Egypt, and we got bitterness from the destruction of the temple on Tisha B'Av. We know that Pesach, whatever day, first day of Pesach falls, that's when Tisha B'Av falls. This year was Friday night. This year, Tisha B'Av falls Friday night. We push it off to Saturday night. It's the same day in the calendar. So there's a relationship between Pesach and Tisha B'Av. What do we do on Pesach? We take it for granted, so we don't realize how strange it is. What do? We eat matzah. Moror. What? I thought it's a celebration of the freedom of the Jews. If you're celebrating your freedom, holiday of freedom, Zman Chirutim is the time of our Chirut, our freedom. So if you're celebrating your freedom, why are we eating moror? Because we understand that from the slavery came the freedom. That through the slavery came the freedom. That if not for the slavery, there wouldn't be freedom. For whatever reason, we had to be purified, whatever it was, we had to suffer. And then we came into great joy. Similarly, on Tisha B'Av, although we haven't yet reached the great joy of the final redemption, but we know that the Tisha B'Av is the beginning and it's the stepping stone toward the ultimate redemption. It's only because you have Tisha B'Av now, in the end, you have something much greater. Some want to connect this with the idea that Mashiach is born on Tisha B'Av. Yes, the temple was destroyed, but so was the Mashiach born. So it's both sad and happy. It's like Pesach. You've got the matzah and the maror. Some want to connect this with the idea of Shafach Mazel Eitzim Avani, that there's a Mizmor L'Asaf, there's a psalm that says Oh, there's a great song for Asaph, the great singer. The Gentiles have entered the temple. They defiled the temple. They defiled the temple. Why are you singing a song? So he says, no, no, no. We're happy when God destroyed the temple. We said, whew, God could have destroyed the Jews. Instead, he destroyed the Eitzim Vavarim, the mere stones and sticks, sticks and stones. So it's also a great joy. Someone has suggested that Tam Avonech, the sins are over. That's it. We're done with our sins. When the temple itself was destroyed, there's no greater atonement than the temple itself is being destroyed. So we say, okay, that Tam Avonech, now our sins are done. A simple interpretation means Tam Avonech, meaning your sins are, it came up to a certain point and you filled the measure of sins. But another interpretation is they're done. They're Tam. Tam, they're done. You're finished with your sins because they're atoned for with the destruction of the temple. So it's a great holiday because this is the day when the sins are over. Or maybe the idea that when the enemies came into the temple, for some reason, the cherubs on top of the ark, those little angelic gold figures, they were hugging each other, representing that God and the Jewish people were never closer than they were when the temple was destroyed. You know, maybe absence makes the heart grow fonder. We were separating from God, so we embraced one last embrace. Whatever it is, it was a moment somehow where, despite the turning of God's back, so to speak, it was also a moment of closeness of God and the Jewish people. Somehow, Tisha B'Av itself, not just the future, but right now, it's some sort of a holiday. This Rabbi Burundi is suggesting that that this is not just some kind of little vertlach, this is a little vort or something. This is a fundamental Jewish philosophy that anytime there's suffering, it's Eitzarai Yaakov, says Jeremiah, Umena Yivashea. It's a terrible time of tzaras for Jacob, and from it we will be redeemed. Not just eventually God will redeem us from this sorrow. No, but from it, through this sorrow, comes the redemption. Now, this is not easy. Not easy stuff. If you're suffering, God forbid, from various things in life, that doesn't mean that somehow we are guaranteed that if you suffer now, you're going to have great things tomorrow. Some people suffer and they die. And that's it. We don't know. Job can ask the questions. Jeremiah can ask the questions. We don't understand. But as a Jewish people, we know one thing for sure. We may suffer now, but we know the end. The end is going to be good. This may be the beginning of the end. This could be the end of the temple, the first temple, the second temple. But we know the end of the story. And the story is beautiful. And therefore, like Pesach night, we have the matzah and the maror. Even though right now we're eating the maror, we're focusing on the bitterness of the experience of the exile, of the churban, of the destruction. But we know for sure that the matzah, the bread of salvation, redemption, and freedom, that is coming. It is coming, and therefore it is a holiday. It's a holiday when we eat both the matzah and the maror. And that's the parallel between Pesach and Tisha B'Av. Could be even in the end of days. When Mashiach comes, you know what we're going to do? We're going to eat some of those bitter herbs on Tisha B'Av. You say, well, we're celebrating the Mashiach. Yeah, but just like Pesach, we'll remember the bitterness of 2,000 years of slavery, of exile. And we'll celebrate the final redemption. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Beth El Meth congregation for our discussion of the Parsha and the holidays. Thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. And thank you for joining us.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.